Great. You give Morales a 79, which, by the way, I think is a totally respectable rating. That's not a bad rating.
That's low.
You think that's low?
Who's way a 79 low. And 2K ratings? Like who?
Yeah,
who
let's
is...
look at 2K ratings. See who's a
for you to say the person comp? That works literally 12 hours a day on imaging.
23
is a
hours.
79. Yeah, like that's yeah,
naps
that's
for
that's
1 hour.
Cool.
Works 23 hours. Come on, that's low.
Suckered me into this golf thing on September the 10th.
That's what this is about.
Which is turning into a friggin' disaster for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely fallen apart. My swing is completely fallen apart.
Because you're thinking about it.
And I can't hit an iron. I can't hit a wood to save my life. I've got no chance against Ireland.
Mm.
I keep saying that. Nobody believes me. Morales has seen me hit a bucket.
Oh,
balls.
I think everybody believes you, Mace.
Yeah, I mean, I bet real mythical money on Ireland beating me. I strongly believe he'll win. He put mythical money on me to win. I have no shot. I have no shot.
I don't think you're
going to
win.
I'm not going to win. Golf is not my game. I'm not a rich country club guy. I'm not part of the Mountain Gate Mafia. That ain't me. The ratings, by the way, are pouring in. People are taking this very mm-hmm. seriously, the NBA 2K radio ratings. Here's one. This is Los Angeles Nursing Home. They've got Michael Thompson at 99. Keyshawn Johnson at 98. I left him out of the rankings. Keyshawn definitely is above me. I'm going to put Keyshawn above me, 99.5. Sedano at 97. Ireland at 97. Scott Kaplan at 89. Travis Rogers at 88. Ramona Shelburne at 86. And Venice Mace at 60. And you know what I say? Hashtag washed king.
Okay, I got one. I looked at the rankings.
Okay.
Evan Fournier is a 79.
Nice, nice. Just helped France get to the Olympic gold medal match.
Yes, yeah, so that's your comp for Chris Morales. I don't know. Evan Fournier just got paid.
He did just get paid. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so I wanted to get to this. This is Daniel Craig. James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
He is worth, we estimated, $100 million. He's getting paid $25 million for his No Time to Die movie, which is probably going to be delayed again. It's supposed to come out in October, but I think they're probably going to hold it till after all the COVID stuff gets worked out.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I guess. So here is what he says about leaving his kids money. He says he finds the idea of leaving one's inheritance to their children quite distasteful.
Ooh.
And therefore won't be leaving much to his kids. He says, isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you failed? I think Andrew Carnegie gave away what in today's money would be $11 billion, which shows you how rich he was, because I'll bet he kept some of it too. I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go. What do you think of Daniel Craig's approach?
Nah.
Don't you think that having money reduces your appetite professionally?
I think that's true.
I mean, I always look around.
In general.
You know, like, for example, I don't single guys out, but, I mean, Johnny Manziel came from money. I always think that's one of the reasons why he didn't make it. He wasn't as hungry as everybody else was. Josh Rosen comes from money. He's now on his fourth team, or actually is out of a job right now, looking for a job, has money. I think that when people have money, they are – you have a cushion. You have a cushion, so you're not in all-out mode all the time.
Okay, but I could name six guys who came from money that are really successful.
Do it.
Steph Curry,
oh, well,
Klay
no, this
Thompson.
Is, that's second-generation players. I put that in a different category. A different category. I'm talking about
Bryce,
guy who
yeah, I think Bryce Harper's
family
was pretty wealthy. Okay, well, we have to look that up then. We're not going to go players who are wealthy.
Yeah, no, because there are a lot of
second-generation
players.
Family money.
So, but I generally think that if you have money, you're less hungry. I think if you're more attractive – you work less hard in life. So, therefore, an attractive rich person is the person that works the least in life.
That's probably true.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I kind of think that's true.
Lindsay, do you agree with that? Attractive rich people don't work very hard in life.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a generalization.
It's generalizing. But yeah, look, you have two pretty big advantages right out of the gates. Connections and looks.
Connections and looks. Exactly. Money and looks. Yeah, I think that it does limit the hunger, the burning hunger, mm-hmm. the burning desire to be successful. You know, Momo, you did not come from money.
My parents were both teachers. We were not poor. We were not rich. I would say we were upper middle class. Is that a good way? And everybody always goes, oh, we were middle class. We were middle class. No, I mean, I don't know. Probably upper middle class. Come on, if you're being real.
I'm going to be honest. We were lower middle class.
Lower middle class.
Yeah, lower middle class. My mom used to say to us, and this is not something a mom should say to mm-hmm. to their kids. She would say, when we were going to make some sort of purchase, she would say, you can't do that. Your father could lose his job and we'll be on the streets in 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's probably a good way of describing how you are. If your parent lost their job, how long would it take you to be on the streets?
And in our case, apparently 3 weeks.
Apparently 3 weeks.
Three
Is that a good gauge? Yeah, I think it's a good gauge.
That's a good gauge.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your parent lost a job, how long would it be?
Yeah, do they have any savings? Do they have any equity? Do they have any other connections to help you out? I think if my dad lost his job growing up, we probably could make it for a year or so.
A year or so.
A year or so. They had some savings, and you know, all you have to do is come up with the rent, really.
Right. Right.
You know,
I always think because I'm not a great looking guy. I don't know. Am I a great looking guy? I'm a good looking guy.
You're a good looking guy.
Good looking guy.
Solid.
I'm not getting anywhere.
I would say you're a solid looking guy.
I'm not getting anywhere on my looks, right?
They're solid. It's not helping you. It's not hurting you.
Yeah, exactly. And money, I've worked really hard because I don't want to end up on the streets, which is what my mom always said when I was growing up. Which you should not scare your kids like that. When you're eight, you don't want to hear your mom say,
good.
We're 3 weeks away from being on the streets.
That's pretty, I mean, the truth is, they probably would have just refied the house and you'd have been fine.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know.
It's just an expression she was giving you.
I hope she was exaggerating. I hope she was exaggerating, and we were never that close to being destitute. But what do you think about this idea? I'll tell this story. I can do it generically.
Okay.
We used to hang out with a family that had a lot of money. The grandfather in the family invented Windex.
Oh.
He was
doing well.
He was worth a few billion dollars. Oof. So he had this will where the money would skip generations.
Hmm.
So in other words, the grandfather wouldn't leave anything to his son. He would instead leave it to his grandkids.
Oh, I don't like that at all. That's
now,
stupid.
Why don't you like that?
Well, that's just very arbitrary.
Don't you think an inheritance robs you of... Actually,
no.
Open the 877-710-ESPN.
That just creates resentment.
ESPN.
That's awful.
Doesn't an inheritance rob you of motivation?
Well, now you're setting up the parent to try to steal from their kid. That's
Wait
bad.
A minute. I've told my mom she should spend every single penny she can. I want her to end up at zero.
Okay,
just at zero.
Yeah,
spend
that's fine.
All.
But like Daniel Craig cannot spend $100 million, and if he does, he's just wasting it on materialistic things. Okay, you can give it away to charity. That's that. Okay, if that's what you need to do.
That's what he's going to do.
But
a lot
should,
of guys are doing it.
Warren Buffett
isn't giving a lot of money to his kids.
You don't
he's
have to give him
$100 million,
but you could give him a trust fund, or you can give him a foundation, or something like that.
Yeah,
I would argue giving people money, giving in your inheritance, it allows people to make different choices in life. So let's say his son or his daughter or his grandson or his granddaughter really want to be a musician. Well, that's a hard thing to be a musician.
Yes.
You generally will need to take another job while you're trying to become a musician or an actor or a writer. And if you had a foundation or if you had some family money that would allow you to do that, it would free you up to just pursue your dreams. So you wouldn't have to worry about money.
So here's Warren Buffett. He's famously quoted as saying, "My family won't receive huge amounts of my net worth." He's committed to something called the Giving Pledge, and he's trying to convince more of the world's ultra-rich to leave a majority of their fortunes to nonprofits rather than family.
I'm okay with a majority, but you're saying none.
Yeah, I'm saying not a lot. You should leave your kids enough, but not a lot.
Because you also have other people in your family besides your kids.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So you have cousins and aunts and uncles and just, you know.
Yeah, you leave it
around. Brothers and sisters and all
you
around.
You leave it around.
Yeah.
But do you agree with this idea that if you have money, you're less motivated?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's generally true. Now, maybe, who is it, Jorge?
Go to Buck.
Buck in San Clemente. Buck, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, Mace. You said that if you're rich, you don't work very hard. What about John Ireland? He grew up in Corona del Mar. His parents had money. He works his butt off.
Yeah.
There are always exceptions. John Ireland, by the way, is an excellent exception. Very few people work as hard as John does. And he does
come
from
money.
That's a
good call. I mean, I worry about this with my son, okay? So, you know, he has like...
And let me just say, I'm making a generalization. Yeah. That doesn't mean there aren't exceptions to the rule. There are.
Yeah, you have to just be like, it's kind of on the parents too. Do you make your kid work for them for stuff, or do you just give them whatever they want? Do you just buy stuff? Do they have to earn it? Like, if you just give them everything they want all the time and buy them 25, you know, versions of the same truck I don't know. I just think that's basic parenting.
Yeah, I've always believed that when kids come out of college and they go to the pros, mm-hmm. if there's a correlation between a lot of money, I just think there's less hunger. There's less hunger. There's less desperation. You know, there were times in my life when I was really, really desperate I worked my ass off to get where I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is that I didn't come from money. I think I worked harder because of that. 877-710-ESPN. Momo, do you love the drive-in?
Like McDonald's?
No, the drive-in.
Like going to movies.
A movie drive-in.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So they're doing a Tribeca drive-in at the Rose Bowl.
Oh.
And they've got a bunch of movies. It starts August the 1st, so it's underway right now. Like tonight, for example, August 19th.
So like the Tribeca Film Festival, is that what you're saying?
They're the ones that are doing it. Oh. Yeah, like tonight they're showing Grease. Tomorrow they're showing Mars Attacks and Saturday Night Fever. That's their double feature.
Oh, so these aren't award-winning movies or anything. These aren't.
Well,
like
wait a minute. Saturday Night Fever was
yeah,
okay,
but these are old callback movies.
Correct. They're not showing new movies out there. Mm-hmm. Some of the movies, Anchorman, Anchorman, great drive-in movie. Moonlight, which is I don't think is a great movie, but not a good movie for the drive-in. Good Will Hunting, Mad Max Fury Road. There's a drive-in movie. When I was a little kid, the very first memory I have, Momo.
Yeah.
Literally the very first memory, as far back as I go, was from the drive-in. And we were watching, my parents had taken us to see Planet of the Apes. So that would have been like 1968, I would have been 3.
Wow.
And I remember that movie so clearly because it scared the living hell out of me.
I cannot picture taking a 3-year-old to a drive-in to watch Planet of the Apes.
I had
Can you picture this, Jorge?
No, well, you picture this. My parents took me to watch Titanic. And during that scene, they took me to go get popcorn.
during the scene where it all broke up and sunk?
One of my cousins took me to get popcorn.
Yeah, that's a rough movie.
Yeah, my
for
brother
kids.
Used to have a thing for that MGM lion. Like, that lion
him?
That, yeah, scared to this day. Like that lion would come on. And we were like, oh, let's go out. Let's just, if we saw a movie and it was MGM, we would walk out of the theater until after the lion roared. That was the thing.
You know,
that's interesting.
Yeah, that can scar kids really young.
We were talking about movies on this date. I forget which date, what year, but the movie Snakes on a Plane came out on this date. Get these MFing snakes off my MFing plane. Samuel L. Jackson.
You needed Sam Jackson to deliver that.
Sam
line.
Jackson delivers that.
It could
that
was only a, be him.
Yeah.
Anybody
that's
else
like
would be
one
really
of the best.
Corny.
That's one of the best bad movies of all time.
Well, that was the point of it, wasn't it?
Was it?
It was supposed to be bad, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. You know, our friend Jeff Katz produced that movie.
Yeah.
Produced that movie. What is the best bad movie of all time? I think it's Showgirls.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Showgirls is absolutely awful and
what is the best bad movie of
all
time?
Look, there's something I saw when I was in school called Dolomite. That is like a
wait a
bad
minute.
Movie.
Oh, not the old
No,
the
original
Dolomite.
The original one. That's a super bad movie, but it's entertaining for some reason.
I bet. Right. I bet this is a good question.
No, the
for
new
Twitter.
One's pretty good.
Best bad movies of all
best
time.
Best bad movie. Best bad movie. 877-710-ESPN. Best bad movie. By the way, the Dolomite Is My Name, the Eddie Murphy movie, is fantastic.
Yeah.
The movie about the guy that made the movie Dolomite. I think that's the way to describe that. Eddie Murphy, one of his very best movies, Dolomite Is My Name. Mason
Anything
Ireland,
by Nicolas Cage?
Oh, a lot by Nicolas Cage. You bet.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I didn't necessarily hear anything wrong in that clip, was there?
You just burped. It's fine.
I didn't really burp.
Oh, it was a fake burp?
That was Jorge dropping in the Wendy Williams burp, I think. Wasn't it, Jorge?
I'm like you right now. I don't remember that. I don't remember.
I have no recollection.
You know
of
what?
That
I think you
scene.
Lit a fire under Chris Morales. He went into the archives there.
Oh, I'm glad. See?
Look at that. It wasn't just from what we were talking about right now. He dug up an old clip there.
I've raised him to an 85.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he's climbing fast.
Ooh, 79 to 85?
85 with a bullet. All right, so worst, best bad movie ever made. All Adam Sandler movies ever made. You know what? Except for Uncut Gems. Did you see Uncut Gems?
No.
Oh, so good.
What about Something About
movie.
Mary? That's a good one.
Oh, Something About Mary. No, there are good ones. I mean, Happy Gilmore, sign me up every single time.
I just typed it in Sharknado. How about Sharknado?
Sharknado. What about Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus?
Spice World.
Spice World. That's terrible.
Howard the Duck.
No, these are just bad movies. These aren't good bad movies.
Yeah, no. It's got to be bad movies. Like, for example, Dumb and Dumber is a good movie.
Okay.
That's a good movie. Oh, best worst movie ever, Glitter with Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Never saw it, but I believe that probably is right near the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my people out there, Mace, so anything with El Santo in it, a wrestler, former wrestler, like El Santo, anything in there, he fights mummies and all kinds of like stupid monsters. Those were cheesy. People know what I'm talking about, El Santo.
When did El Santo movies come out?
That was about like 60s, maybe 50s, I don't know.
60, and you grew up watching them?
No, I watched them because my grandpa would watch them. He's like, oh, this is a great film. And I'm like, okay, we're watching El Santo fight mummies or whatever. Come on.
Yeah, no. That's like Abbott and Costello and stuff like that, fighting mummies, fighting Frankenstein, all that business. Yeah. Boat Trip. There's one. Did you ever see Boat Trip?
No. Nope.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr. And I think he plays a guy pretending to be gay.
Oh, he goes
on a
cruise. I've seen
trip.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an awful movie.
It is. It's bad.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you were Kevin Durant and deciding, like, I want to do a story on, like, I'm going to do a partnership with a weed company.
A weed company, okay.
He's doing a partnership with a weed company. And if you're going to do that story, which ESPN reporter or any reporter would you pick? Who would be your top of the line?
To do the story
on
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, to say, okay, this is the person who I think will really get how big a deal this is and will understand this space.
Well, I mean, we've got a couple people who understand the space. Like, for example, George Sedano understands the space.
Yeah, George would be a good choice.
I'm not a writer, but I certainly understand the space.
Yeah.
I'm on to a strain called birthday cake, wedding cake right now. Really good strain. Strongly recommended. Strain of the day.
Strain of the day. Guess who Kevin Durant picked? This is who would be your least likely person to
the say? Least likely is definitely Woj.
Okay.
For
it's
sure.
not Woj. Okay.
I was gonna say she just retired, but Jackie McMullen.
Yeah, it's not Jackie. That's a good choice.
So he did buy into a cannabis
called Weed Maps.
Weed Maps, okay. Who else would be writing
least
that
likely?
Least likely. NBA. How about Malik Andrews?
No,
Windhorst.
Windhorst.
Yes.
Brian Windhorst.
I saw this coming. I go, did he get hacked? Did Brian Windhorst?
So
doing
he
a
wrote
weed
an article
story?
About KD's cannabis.
In a significant
business.
Step, Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant announced a partnership and sponsorship deal with cannabis marketplace Weed Maps on Thursday and said he plans to use his platform to destigmatize marijuana amongst athletes.
Do you think marijuana is still stigmatized?
Well, according to Kevin, this is a quote, exclusive
from
quote,
KD, yeah.
Kevin Durant with Brian Windhorst. I am not kidding. I think it's far past time to address the stigmas around cannabis that still exist in the sports world as well as globally. This partnership is going to help us continue to normalize those conversations as well as create content, events, and a lot more through our Boardroom Media Network. This is just the beginning.
Like if somebody came to you and said, I've got a great venture.
Yeah.
It's a new cannabis farm delivery service, whatever that mm-hmm. happens to be. Could you feel good about investing in it?
Yeah, I feel fine about investing in it. That's not my first choice. But
it is obviously a booming business right
now. Yeah. I personally would like to see the industry regulated a bit more because I think the quality, there's a lot of variability in there.
Yeah, don't disagree. I think that's one of the things
I think
weed
should be like taking an Advil.
Yeah, I don't think, like I have no, I mean, obviously I have no shame mm-hmm. about it. I just announced
yeah,
well, the strain
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah. Strain of the day.
but there are still people who say, no, I wouldn't go into that mm-hmm. business. I would jump at the opportunity to invest in a good cannabis growing company. Because I think this is a massive change in our culture. In fact, I read an article last night. I went to see that immersive Van Gogh show that they're doing in Hollywood. Do you know about that?
Oh yeah, I know all about it. It's been all over the world. It's really
all over the
really
world. So
I've actually been to the Van Gogh Museum
me
in
too.
Amsterdam. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is a really
he
cool.
He was probably
thing
smoking out. Don't you think?
Happening in Hollywood, immersive Van Gogh exhibit. I don't know if he was smoking out, but I was smoking out there.
Yeah.
It was these gigantic
really
walls starry of sunflowers
night.
And starry, yeah. starry night, and all that business.
Way better.
I was
better.
Like, yeah, I was in the right state of mind for
yeah.
that. Right state of mind. But I would have no hesitation. It is funny that Windhorst is the one that wrote
so
the article.
Funny to me. I don't know why I laughed so. I visibly laughed when I saw that alert.
Yeah.
Like he's tweeting it all serious.
I want to throw one thing out there for this final segment of the show before we get to Game of Games, and it's Lindsay's game today. We talked about Tim Bontemps' survey of a massive, massive quantity of NBA executives and scouts.
10.
Totaling 10. And nobody choosing LeBron as the best player in the league. Best player in the league. 5 people voted for Durant, and 5 people voted for Giannis. 877-710-ESPN. Let's do a quick segment. Who do you think is the greatest player in the league right now? Who do you think is the best player in the league? Momo, you think it's LeBron?
Yeah.
I think it's KD. I think LeBron is slightly past peak. I think it's KD. But 877-710-ESPN, want to know from you guys. Then we got Game of Games coming up for you. And in Game of Games, it is Lindsay's game today, and we're having a barn burner of a month. I've won 4 times. Jorge has won 4 times. Momo, 3 times. Lindsay, 2. And Ireland, yet to scratch. He'll be back from vacation next week, but yet to scratch so far. So Game of Games is coming up for you in 15 minutes. Mesa and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So I'm not at fault for that.
That's really funny.
But I'm not at fault for it.
Why not?
I was trying to promote our super week giveaway in honor of the Super Bowl, and no one was chipping in with any excitement over it, so I was trying to encourage that.
It's like me every time we do the lookie. It's like me every time.
Let me tell you something.
You're like, that's all you got?
What was happening there was, like, you were doing a read, and normally when you do a read, you, like, throw it to break, but you just did the read, and then you just said, Super Week, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know if I should go to break or if John was going to jump in. Like, we were lost, man. What were you doing?
Like, here's the read. Super Week!
Hey, I do a lot of things well. I'm not the cleanest broadcaster in the world.
I make straight up my anchorman.
Share better take that rating.
You better take that 99 to maybe a 70.
Right, I'm going to 98.
Okay.
Taking a couple off the top there.
Oh, you should hear me read ads. It's terrible. It's
Chris, you're 99.
I'm not allowed to read them anymore. I'm so bad at them.
So we just tried to do a promo for tomorrow's show, and Momo.
How many takes was that? Four or five?
Four, and we still don't have it.
And you said, that's all you got?
Mace, I'll tell you this. If you keep up this attitude, that lookie that you just recorded is going to be the open tomorrow.
That's gonna be the one.
Oh, man.
Momo is killing me on that thing.
You keep saying, that's all you got? I always think that my job on the lookie is to just say one or two pithy things and react
to
you.
It's supposed to be a conversation.
It's a conversation,
but
Momo.
It's your show. I'm just sending it back to you.
We don't do pithy.
When have I ever been pithy and short? You should just relish in it when I don't talk too much.
No, this is the one time I need you to talk.
Who gets you, Mace? Who understands you, Mace?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll just next time.
Okay, I wanted to get we got Game of Games coming up for you here in just a minute. But I wanted to get to Jeannie Buss and the conversation she had with The Athletic. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but I think it's interesting that Jeannie has kind of opened up a little bit. Jeannie has not been – she's not been out there. She kind of lets Rob and Coach do the talking. She was not – was she at the press conference, the Russell Westbrook press conference?
I didn't see her there.
Yeah.
I was there. It was a real press conference, Mace. We were in a press conference room at Staples Center.
I heard that. Yeah, I saw that.
It was like the first time I've been to a Laker press conference. Well, I guess there was sort of that during the playoffs, but it wasn't at the Laker games. It was two. They lost in the first round.
Now, what do you think is going on? I mean, I don't want to do COVID talk, but what do you think is going on now? I mean, are fans going to be allowed to go? Or are they going to wear masks?
Yeah, I think they're going to be fans, but probably masks. Fans with masks.
Because Dodger fans starting tonight have got to wear masks.
Yeah, you're just going to get used to get some good masks.
Rams fans starting Saturday have got to wear masks.
Yeah.
So I just think that probably it's something we're going to have to get used to.
Just got to change your mindset about it.
How?
Just say I embrace the mask. Like, just have fun with it. I know.
Have fun
just
with wearing a mask?
Get a really good mask that doesn't make you feel hot and annoying. Do you have good masks or do you have annoying masks?
Look, man, you wore it for a year and a half already, like another month or so. It's not going to hurt.
Try to think about being a good example.
All over me for this because I bridle so much at this mask thing because I got my shots and all that stuff. And I'm like, come on.
You're not bulletproof. It's like you get the vaccine and it's good, but with that, you know, that Delta, it'll get you. I know too many people. Once you start seeing your friends and family and stuff get through breakthroughs, you'll put the mask back on.
Because like I've been going, Scott Kaplan had a breakthrough case. Minor. Yeah. He said he was fine. He had some symptoms. It was like a cold. But no, it's definitely possible.
Just try to think of yourself as a role model. Can you do that?
God, I don't.
Try
really
to be a good example.
Mason's not a role model.
I don't want to be anybody's role model.
That's probably a good thing.
If I'm your role model, you're in trouble.
I don't know. I think you live a good life. You're doing it right. You're doing it right. I think you are. You're having a lot of fun. Smoke a lot of weed. You eat a bunch of donuts. You know, you're doing it good.
I mean, what I want. Exactly.
I mean, you go on vacation all the time. You talk about sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
doing it good.
Yeah, no, I feel very lucky. Yeah. I'm very lucky to be where I am. There's no question about it.
Two great dogs.
Sophie and Fredo.
Yeah, we're the best.
Is that what you're doing? Are you doing the TikTok yet with the dog voices?
Hey, Fredo. It's me, Sophie.
Yes. Hiya, Sophie.
Mace, you get paid to do this on live radio to talk like your dogs, and people like it.
That's totally true.
You're doing life right. You are.
Now, I didn't watch any of the Summer League, Momo.
I watched a tiny bit.
I you can't sell me on the summer league. We were there that one year the Lakers had all those rookies. It was fun, but yeah, there's really nothing there. Now, LiAngelo Ball averaged 10.5 points per game in the summer league for Charlotte. Do you think he now is an NBA player? Is he going to make that Charlotte roster?
No.
He's not.
Maybe the G League team.
Two-way contract.
No, I wouldn't even go that
because
far.
Because
LiAngelo regular G League contract.
Really?
Yeah.
What else can the guy do?
He's just.
I want LeVar to have been right. All three kids in the NBA.
I mean, maybe they need to sell some tickets in Charlotte. Maybe they'll do it. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, they're going to sell tickets in Charlotte.
Yeah, they are.
They just signed Terry Rozier, but they've got LaMelo Ball, who I think is going to be a transcendent star in this game.
I think he's really good. I tried not to overreact to 1 year. I think he's really good too, though. But
he was so good. I
want him to stay healthy. He needs to prove that first. But yeah, he's really good.
He is really good. He is really good. And I've started to believe that that LeVar was
right.
Was kind of right.
Yeah.
He was kind of prophetic.
I'm telling you, I think LeVar did a lot of things right as a parent. I mean, there's some other things that you could say he did wrong, but he really trained those kids from very early on, and he pushed them, and did I tell you how he was like taught them to potty train when they were like one?
No.
Yeah, he taught every time they would want to, you know, he'd do it in the middle of the night, he just put them on the toilet.
It's interesting that babies. Works. Because I think, for example, I think Richard Williams, I just saw a trailer for a movie where Will Smith plays Richard Williams in the story of Serena and Venus. It's coming out in the fall.
Oh, cool.
And Richard Williams, very much the same thing. Earl Woods, very much the same thing. Sometimes that parent who drives is successful. Sometimes, like, for example, with Marv Marinovich and Todd Marinovich, it didn't work.
Yeah, and I think with LaMelo, it's interesting because I remember LeVar saying this when I drove all the way to Chino one time to do a story on Lonzo before the draft. And LeVar, I have this on tape, okay? I have him on tape saying this. This is not a Michael Thompson, I scouted Tom Brady and I knew he was going to be a great thing, okay? LeVar said LaMelo will be the best of the three because LaMelo is more like Russell Westbrook. He is the most talented of the three. He's a scorer. He looks for his own shot. He scores and he can pass like Lonzo. He said Lonzo's the best passer. He sees the game and he has the best feel for the game.
Right.
But he doesn't look to score the way that LaMelo does.
Yeah, no, LaMelo scores.
Yeah.
He scores. LaMelo had triple doubles this year.
Yep.
Great, great player. He's going to be the biggest of the three without question.
I think that's true. I mean, he's already the most accomplished.
He's going to be an all-star. I can't say the same for Lonzo. Lonzo's going to be a really nice player. Really valuable, good passer, all that stuff. I don't think he's ever going to be an all-star. LiAngelo is going to be an all-star.
LiAngelo?
I'm sorry, LaMelo. LaMelo is going to be an all-star.
I mean, good for LiAngelo that he's made it back this far because, you know, he's been out of competitive basketball for a couple of years now. Last time we heard from him, it was the shoplifting thing in China, right? He did some. Didn't he play in the G League once or twice? I mean, it's hard to stay in shape when you're not part of a program, when you're not competing. I think he played overseas to some extent, but it's really hard to stay at a high level if you don't make it right away. To train in a gym and to stay at a high level. He's a good player. I think he can be a G League player. That's really good. To be a G League player is really good.
Yeah, no, really good. And I think on a two-way contract, you get those guys on the floor at the same time. I think it's fun, and I think it makes LeVar Ball right about all of his prophecies about his kids. All right, coming up next for you, it is Game of Games. It is Lindsay's game today.
What was that again?
Lindsay's game today.
Lindsay's game.
Lindsay's game.
I heard it too.
Plus, lie of the day. There was a lie in there somewhere. That's coming up for you too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Game of Games time, and it is Lindsay's game today. Ooh. In the month of August, it is Mason 4, Jorge 4, Momo 3.
Ooh, I'm Lindsay a contender.
2, and Ireland yet to scratch. He'll be back next week. So today's game is Mason versus Momo versus Jorge. And Linz, tell us about the game.
Well, I'm going to do a round of celebrities who changed their names trivia.
Okay.
So I'll give you their real name, and you're going to have to guess what their celebrity, current, whatever famous name is.
Are we going to give clues if we don't know?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to give clues for a lot of these.
Okay. Right.
Got it.
All right. Number one, Brienne Sidonie de Saulniers. Brienne, let me make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Sidonie de Saulniers.
Yeah, we're going to need a clue on that.
Okay. She is a famous actress. Hold on while I'm pulling up my clues tab here because my computer's not loading it.
Is this one of my games?
Could be. Could turn into that very quickly.
You're in the rough right now. Need a good chip.
You stole one from Hershey's.
Number two. Eric Marlon Bishop.
Wait a minute. What was number one?
Well, I'm going to come back to that one when
my tab loads. Okay, got it.
Eric Marlon Bishop.
Oh, Jorge. Jamie Foxx.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Nice. No Google. Am I Googling?
No Google. Yeah, no, you. I can see him.
You.
He's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Number three. Robert Allen Zimmerman. He is a famous Mason.
Bob Dylan.
That's correct.
Wow. Good pull.
All right. Number four. Michael John Douglas.
Momo?
What do you think?
Michael Douglas?
Nope. That would be way too obvious.
That is literally the name.
Come on. It's literally Michael Douglas.
Why would you change your name from that?
Okay, so Michael John Douglas, here's your first clue.
Okay.
He was a famous ghost. He was also
I got it.
What do you think, Jorge?
Michael Keaton.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, Beetlejuice, yeah.
Why would you change your name? It's just be Michael Douglas.
Because there's already a Michael Douglas.
Exactly.
Of course you
I thought it was like a trick question. I was like, dude, that's a good name.
Oh, my gosh.
Jorge, two, right. Me one, Momo, nothing.
All right. I don't think I'm going to win this game.
Next one. I don't think so either, but hey, you never know. Crazier things have happened. Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Mason.
What do you think, Mason?
Kate Hudson.
Okay, Ramona. No, it is not Kate Hudson, who literally name is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson. Kate Hudson when this girl came out. And she's not an actress. She is a singer.
Hey, can I just get the win? Because these are guessing all wrong.
Oh, man, this is so funny.
Can I just get the win?
Jorge, you need one more for the win.
All right.
Okay, she's a famous singer. She performed in the Super Bowl. There were sharks there.
Mason.
What do you think, Mace?
That's Katy Perry.
That is correct.
Oh, boy.
So it's Mason 2, Jorge 2, Momo nothing.
Sorry, this is so funny.
Mace couldn't guess that one because he guessed wrong.
We'll just give him the point anyway. Right, it's okay.
Yeah, no, it doesn't count. So let's go to the next one.
Okay, next one. I still have a chance. Okay.
All right, next one. Vincent Damon Furnier. Any guesses or do you need a clue?
I need a clue.
All right. He is a famous rock and roll singer. He wears makeup when he sings.
Go ahead, Mace.
I'll say Gene Simmons.
That is incorrect. He sang a song about school.
Oh, no. I know it.
Momo.
What do you think?
The guy from the Beastie Boys.
No.
No.
School's out for summer.
Do you know it?
No. Can I get another clue?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another good clue. Yeah.
I'm going down my list from rock. He's an older singer.
He sings "School's Out for Summer."
He's got a woman's
He wears makeup.
Woman's first name.
Is it Alice Cooper?
Yes. That is correct, Jorge.
Did I Google? Okay, did I Google?
No, he didn't Google.
Thank you. Okay. Let's call it. It's over. Give the point to Jorge.
Wait, you guys don't want to know who Reginald Kenneth Dwight is?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Elton John.
Oh, you knew that one, Mace. What about this one? Olivia Jane Cockburn?
No, don't know that.
Any guesses?
When are you going to go with Madonna? Because I know that one.
I don't have Madonna there. Ireland's done that one too many times.
That would have been the only one I was going to get.
Jorge wins.
Fine. Yeah,
Jorge
way to go.
Wait, wait, wait. Thank you. Don't thank you. Hey, who was the first one?
Yeah, who was the first one?
The first one is Brie Larson.
I wouldn't get that anyway.
I never would have gotten that.
Well, since I won, I just want to say happy birthday to my baby daughter. She turns 3 today, so this one is for you, baby. I love you. I'll see you later, and then we'll cut cake and eat ice cream or whatever.
Oh, we should have dedicated the whole show to your baby. No,
happy birthday. I hope you play Baby Shark a million times.
Oh, man. That's the theme for her birthday. So yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, so it is.
I love that Mason followed up my Michael Douglas answer with the Kate Hudson answer.
Kate Hudson.
Correct, yeah.
I don't know which one was funnier.
I think the funniest thing of all is John Ireland choking, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, it is time for Lie of the Day. At some point today, I told a lie. Do you have any ideas what that lie happens to be?
I have
two things.
Go ahead. Jorge, go ahead. Okay.
You go first.
Me, you being in a magazine cover or whatever the magazine
is. No,
that's true. That's totally true. I've seen that.
Yeah, Mason,
that he Instagrammed that.
Oh, okay.
He definitely Instagrammed that a couple times.
Hell yes.
Okay, so I have two. The first one is, you grew up with the kids whose dad invented Windex.
No, that is
100%. Oh, that was yeah.
The Windex fortune, worth billions.
I have another one. Do you have one, Momo?
I was going to say the strain that he's really into right now.
No, wedding cake is fantastic.
That's a real thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my other guess was when you were at the Apple store, you forgot every single person you knew's phone number.
Nope. I could not come up with Juan's phone number.
Man, he doesn't remember who we had as a guest last week.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Yeah.
I give up.
Who was on the show? So the correct answer is kids have never been banned from my big parties at my house. In fact, many kids have been here, including, off the top of my head, Jet and Talon, Trudell's kids
have
been to the party. So, no, kids are allowed at the party. And have been
that's good.
That's a good one. Good one.
Yeah. Okay, good one.
There was your lie of the day. All right, so, Momo, tomorrow's we're going to wrap up this week. We're gonna kill it tomorrow.
This is going to be the ultimate Effort Friday.
I am going to earn that 99 tomorrow. You will see.
This is a Friday that Mason, this is his, not only a Friday, but it is his getaway day.
Do you ever notice as you're getting ready for vacation that the shows get slower and slower? The days go slower and slower?
Yep.
No, we're doing that to you on purpose. We're just trying to torture you. It's actually already 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Got it. Who is coming up after us today, Linz? Because I'm having trouble keep track. I guess it's George and...
We have Sedano and Cap.
Oh, Sedano and Cap. It's the official Sedano and Cap show. Coming up next for you, we are back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp. Happy birthday. What's your daughter's name, Jorge?
Happy birthday, Maite. I love you, baby.
Happy birthday to Marte.
Maite.
Maite.
All right, let's wrap, man. All right,
I'm going to do Baby Shark. Everybody
baby
listen.
Baby Shark birthday party. See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.